From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
Something has been exposed at Chippendales in Kingston, Ontario. And boy, is it a big one! Of course, by Chippendales, we mean the Queen's University Laboratory of biologist Adam Chippendale. His giant discovery is that mating with an attractive partner leads to dramatically lower rates of reproductive success in the next generation, particularly if you're a fruit fly. Chippendale and grad student Allison Pischetta report that the fittest, most genetically attractive female fruit flies produce fit daughters, but their sons were swimming in the shallow end of the attractive gene pool. Fit male flies sired daughters who got the genetic short stick, but their genetic superiority had no effect on the fitness of their sons. That's because most of the genes that determine male mating success are only on the sex chromosomes the boys get from mom. The overall result? A-list males and A-list females breed the least appealing offspring. And further, the phenomenon may extend to other organisms, including, that's right, humans. In short, yes, folks, what you long suspected indeed may be true. Pretty people make ugly babies, which might explain why, when Angelina Jolie hooked up with Brad Pitt, she began adopting as fast as she could. Or perhaps she didn't want to star in a movie fruit fly biologists might call Pretty Girl Interrupted.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.